When the Pope brings up a topic, it gets people to listen. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're talking about a recent issue mentioned by the Pope and why it matters. You'll also hear about how a Christmas gift for your child can bless another. It's coming up. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. The big question surrounding Pope Francis' visit to Myanmar last week was how he would address this summer's attacks on the Rohingya that led to over 500,000 people fleeing into Bangladesh. But it wasn't until the last day of his trip that the Pope mentioned their name. David Curry of Open Doors USA.
It's a big issue. The Pope going to the country and addressing the issue, albeit he's disappointed some people by not mentioning the word Rohingya. I think he's really drawn a lot of attention to it, and I think we need to defend the rights of these people against genocide.
Even though the Rohingya are mostly Muslim, Curry says their situation is very much a Christian concern for three reasons. First, there are Christians among the minority group. Second, advocating for those who are downtrodden is part of exemplifying the gospel. And third, to foster an environment where people can freely choose to follow Christ, religious freedom has to apply to all people.
Christians are under pressure like never before, and I'm speaking out on it. I want people to speak out on it and let their voice be heard about Christians. But let's be clear, we have to have a moral consistency that we care about the religious freedom and expression of everyone.
Dig deeper into the story and learn how to respond at missionnews.org. Early last week, Egypt suffered another terrorist attack from ISIS-aligned militants, but their target might not be who you'd expect. Rex Rogers with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, shares.
Extremists attacked a mosque and killed 300 and some Muslim people. So there's fighting within, and it's not just attacks on Christians. And what's been interesting is to watch sometimes in the aftermath of attacks on some of the churches that we've heard about, is to see Muslims step up in those neighborhoods, those communities, and help the Christians or help protect them or help protect churches. Christians have tried to do the same in some circumstances with mosques in certain communities, trying to demonstrate that, hey, there's respect, there's love, there's a means by which we can live at peace even when we disagree religiously.
With that said, terrorists don't like when Christians and Muslims get along, and this could put Christians in Egypt at risk during the Christmas season. Please pray for their protection and for Muslims in this region to encounter Christ and be transformed. Learn more about Sat7 and how to get involved at missionnews.org. And when you're a kid living in a refugee camp in a foreign country, listening to something in your own language can be comforting. And if the thing you're listening to is sharing stories from the Bible, it has the power to change lives. Keys for Kids is currently working on creature feature storytellers in Arabic to distribute to kids in the Middle East and refugee camps. The storyteller has around 30 hours of Keys for Kids devotionals and the whole Bible in audio. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids says they're not stopping at Arabic.
We're hoping Spanish will be available sometime in January, but we also have Albanian, Greek, Macedonian. We have Mandarin, both traditional and simplified, underway. We also would like to do Hindi and Tamil and Bengali. And so there are a lot of other languages that we're either just beginning talks on, or there is some way, shape, or form in process of actually being translated.
Plus, if you're still working on your Christmas shopping, a creature feature storyteller is a great gift with eternal impact.
Maybe you'd like to get one for your own child. Well, when you do that, you actually buy one for yourself, but also place one somewhere else and investing into the ministry of the Keys for Kids Storyteller program.
Find out more about creature feature storytellers when you visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. These are stories that were written by a woman for women to help you in your faith walk. You can get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.